It's Matty Garwood, Froz Made. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And there is a new disco pop hit out right now under Aurora Australis. It's from singer-songwriter and producer Limina. He has teamed up with Ashley Stephen on the vocals, as well as a pretty incredible team behind this. We're talking arias and Grammys, and we're talking to him right now. Limina, thanks for joining us here in the studio, Froz Made.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here.
It's cool to have you on and to be seeing the projects that you'll bring out with Linma as well, particularly in this one featuring Ashley Steve. And bit of a pop track, great still for some of this nice weather that we've got.
Absolutely. Totally poppy, disco summer track for you to dance your heart out and dance the night away.
And with Linma, is this something that we're expecting the projects to be? Is this the sound that we're creating, or are you really still really exploring everything to do with it?
I'm really interested in exploring two extremes. Music to make you dance, music to make you cry. Sometimes it'll be a bit of both.
Sure.
The first track under Aurora Australis is that new disco vibe, and it's all about this experience I had at Falls, imagining what the sky would be like filled with the dancing aurora and boogieing underneath all of that to these great acts. So yeah, that's how that track came out.
And disco in 70s, the feel of it, it is so popular at the moment. Like, we see the most popular stream song last year is the new stuff from The Weeknd, and he has got a real element of incorporating that but contemporizing it as well. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love referencing stuff from the 80s and 90s, but really giving it a forward direction and not dwelling in the past, but really giving it a referential nod and respecting that great tradition. I love acts like Earth, Wind and Fire, but also I love Dua Lipa and, you know, how she has transformed all of that stuff into future nostalgia. So this track actually came independently of that, but then she released her huge hits and I thought, oh, great.
You're on trend.
Minds think alike, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've worked with an incredible team. We're talking arias, we're talking Grammys on this as well.
Yes, yeah. We're really blessed to have some fantastic people like Lawrence Maddy, who is the mixer on the project, and William Bowden, the guy who won a Grammy for
King
mastering.
Willy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh, he's a nice guy too. I love hanging out with him. He's good fun. Yeah. Are you going to continue to work with these crews, or are you always looking to expand?
Yeah, no, I'm working with a number of different singers. One of the upcoming tracks will be myself performing on a track called Snakes and Ladders, which is exploring that other extreme, a Love Gone Wrong song.
Yep.
I'm delighted with the amazing efforts put forth by Lawrence and William. So definitely want to keep working with them.
Don't mess with a good
Feel
thing.
Feel very privileged.
Yeah. And with the songs, you're saying Snakes and Ladders as well as this one, do you find that you find your inspiration through real life events?
Definitely. Snakes and Ladders was born out of this relationship with someone who you feel like you're moving one step forward and then 10 steps back and you just don't know where you are. On the other hand, I'm working on another track called RGB, and that's about finding yourself, being true to yourself, and living in a world full of million colours rather than a world in black and white.
Sure. Yeah. And when you come to exploring the music and the people that you're working with, what is the music side of things? How do you put and construct and compose?
I have a home studio, like a lot of producers these days.
Yeah, hey.
And I work in the box, as they call it. You know, so I work in Logic and Ableton, and there's lots of synths inside, and I also have a small number of other synths and controllers that I work with. But I had a long history as a composer in the art world as well, and I've written films and dance and video games and things like that, so I'm taking some of that experience and then transplanting it into this pop world, which I'm having so much fun exploring. And I feel so privileged that these days you can put a song up and suddenly it's worldwide everywhere, and you can watch people react to it in real time from around the world. That's an amazing thing.
And what else have you got coming up, Linima?
So I'm working on this song called RGB and Snakes and Ladders. I'm actually filming a music video with a choreographer and two dancers in a couple of weeks, and then that's going to be a crazy music video because we plan to print out the entire dance performance onto photographic prints and then do a stop motion animation of that around the house. So it's going to be interesting and I suspect possibly tedious at points. But I'm excited about what the final result's going to be.
Yeah, brilliant. And there is an awesome film clip with this one as well, with Under Aurora Australis too.
Thank you,
It's really cool. All the colours and the vibrancy of the music are there shown for your visuals.
Super privileged to work with some talented people here in Launceston. So Ely Rowe Daniel was the choreographer, and I worked with a team of her dancers, 20 dancers.
Awesome.
And that was really interesting because we were filming it in COVID restricted
of course.
Times. And yep. luckily, they were a cohort of people in this dance class. And so they all knew each other and we could film this fantastic disco.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're going to give everyone the oral pleasure by playing it right now. Linma, I really appreciate you spending some time here in the studio on Oz Made.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This is Limina's Under Aurora Australis featuring Ashley Stephen.